killradio.org. Kill Radio is an anti-corporate, commercial-free internet radio station run by a volunteer collective of over 60 activists, DJs, journalists, and artists. We use radio as a medium to promote social and economic justice. This is your introduction to our collective. November 30th, 1999, the first global day of action, resistance, and carnival against the global capitalist system, marked the first step in the formation of Kill Radio. The people who eventually formed Kill Radio, less than a year later, responded to the urgent call for sympathetic communities, grassroots groups, and individuals around the world to organize their own autonomous actions, protests, and carnivals against the capitalist system. First, they formed a Los Angeles outpost of the Independent Media Center, IMC. Found around the globe, IMCs are a decentralized network of autonomous collectives that share a vision encompassing a radical critique of corporate and commercial media, as well as an organizational structure that is based upon principles of anti-authoritarian organizing, self-management, autonomy, and mutual aid. One of IMC Los Angeles' priorities in the days after Seattle 1999 was devising a way to produce and transmit audio during the protests scheduled for the Democratic National Convention to be held in Los Angeles in August of 2000. As one of the founding members of Kill Radio, Laura Howther remembers.
It started during the DNC here in Los Angeles. The IMC was being put together. There was a lot of work being done, everyone meeting, getting together resources for radio, web radio, video, print media. And after the DNC, we were so inspired by what we had done, the Radio Collective decided that they wanted to continue on with their work. So we took it upon ourselves to build a whole new collective for web radio.
These LA IMC organizers, in conjunction with Regeneration TV, a worker-owned media collective, organized meetings to continue the audio distribution of radical independent media in the context of a new Los Angeles-based internet radio station. The LA IMC donated $500 so Kill Radio could get a computer, and Regeneration TV donated the rest of the necessary hardware, as well as studio space, server space, and bandwidth. Kill Radio began transmission over the internet in November of 2000. That's how we got on the radio. This is how we work. Kill Radio has meetings on the 1st and 15th of each month. No one is in charge, no one has power over anyone else, and no decisions are final until everyone is satisfied with the outcome. We have no hierarchy. We are a collective. We make decisions based on consensus. James Maverick, a longtime member of Kill Radio, elaborates.
Consensus training is training that we have pretty much to learn how to work in consensus. Consensus, I think, goes beyond democracy. You share an idea with the collective, and we get input on how to make that idea better. We try to get input from everyone in the collective or anyone who has input on that particular issue. We want to make sure that everyone is heard, everyone's issue is addressed before moving on with that particular idea, because the idea, once it's shared, belongs to the collective. It's not hierarchical. There's no person in charge that says, okay, Bill is the person who says yay or nay, thumbs up, thumbs down to anything, which means that there are some people who may have some fantastic ideas that get disenfranchised, and there are egos that eventually will get in the way. And that, I think, is more harmful from a personal growth standpoint than actually sharing ideas, getting input, making that germinate into a flower, if you will, that we can all appreciate, that we all can nurture.
Making decisions based on the process of consensus promotes a community based on trust. This emphasis on community differentiates Kill Radio from many other leftist groups. Not only do we run a radio station that promotes radical voices, we run it in a radical way, and it works. Chris Burnett, another founder of Kill Radio, describes what sets Kill Radio apart from other progressive groups.
On the left, sort of progressive side, people tend to adopt these corporate structures, and they tend to adopt very top-down structures. And I think what we're trying to say is that there are different ways to organize. And I think within the spirit of the anti-corporate globalization movement that Indie Media is a part of, in which Kill Radio came out of, you know, we're trying to say there's different ways to do things, and we're kind of a living proof that it can be done.
To make the process of consensus successful, members take turns facilitating meetings. Getting everyone to agree can take some time, but the collective recognizes that each individual is important to the group and has a right to be heard, especially if he or she has a difference of opinion.
It's interesting working in this consensus process and in these working groups because it doesn't really come natural to a lot of people to not have somebody who's in charge.
As Claire Didier mentioned, it takes some getting used to, but it's worth it. The members of the collective become a community, and how we run Kill Radio is a model for progressive social interaction. Chris again.
There's a lot that goes into not just empowering the station, but empowering people who become a part of it.
Greg Bishop, another Kill Radio member that has been there from the beginning, expands on how this process has affected his life.
It's just part of who you are, and if something needs to be done, you just do it. I mean, it keeps everything going, keeps you going. It makes you realize that, it's a spiritual concept.
James Maverick agrees.
You feel that you're a part of something. Again, there's no hierarchy, so that you're not subject to someone else's dream. What you're doing is you're putting in your energy to the dreams of dozens of other people.
An acceptance of a decentralized decision-making authority is required to join Kill Radio. Once you join, you bring your whole person to the collective, and your voice is not only recognized, it is valued. David Bonobo, longtime Kill Radio DJ, describes the openness.
Whatever ideas that we have, whatever we want to bring to it, it's totally open, and we have a lot of freedom to do whatever we want.
To join the collective, interested people are required to attend a consensus training, where we go into detail about the consensus process. A tech training, so everyone knows how to operate the equipment, and at least 3 Kill Radio meetings. Prospective members must also agree with our mission statement, which reads, Kill Radio is a collective organization committed to using media production and distribution as a tool for promoting social and economic justice. We intend to promote the proliferation of radio in whatever form is necessary in order to challenge the corporate domination of our airwaves. It is our goal to further the self-determination of people underrepresented in media production and content, and to illuminate and analyze local and global issues that impact ecosystems, communities, and individuals. We seek to generate alternatives to the biases inherent in the corporate media controlled by profit, and to identify and create positive models for a sustainable and equitable society. Of course, no one is getting paid to work at Kill Radio, but we do have bills to pay. Here's Chris with the details.
It takes about $400 a month, bottom line. Each DJ pays $10 a month. That's part of the agreement to be a member of the collective. That helps pay for expenses, equipment, rent, DSL, server costs, whatever. It's very straightforward. We're very independent, and we don't rely on outside sources of funding.
Kill Radio has also been helped by several venues over the years that have hosted concerts for our benefit, including shows in Los Angeles at the Troubadour, Mr. T's Bowl, the Silver Lake Lounge, the Rifle Gallery, Little Pedro's, and Zip Fusion Sushi. We are a collective radio station listened to around the world.
We've had people contact us from Eastern Europe, London, Australia, all over the world.
Since we started broadcasting, Kill Radio has had 3 studios and 2 relocations. The first move came in June of 2002 when we were forced to leave the Davidian building at the intersection of Virgil, Sunset, and Hollywood Boulevards. In less than a week, we were up and broadcasting again from Wilshire Boulevard in MacArthur Park. After only a few months, we relocated again, this time to Vermont Avenue in Koreatown, where we have been ever since. We were broadcasting again in less than a week. The speed and success of these relocations was significant. Members of the collective stepped up and refused to allow a crisis to dissolve the station, growing stronger in the face of adversity.
Kill Radio really has something for everyone. We have people that do shows, everything from gospel to death metal, old school punk, electronica, comedy, interviews, news programming, and sometimes things like lectures from Noam Chomsky.
It's a lot of work and it's a lot of fun, and it's an important organization that takes its mission seriously. KillRadio.org, Kill Corporate Radio.